My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Off day for the Browns, but the news never stops when it comes to the Browns. 216-474-0092. Obviously, the big story of the day is Deshaun Watson. And, you know, the NFL not commenting right now. The Browns not commenting. We'll find out what they have to say, I would think, within the next 24 hours, especially for the Browns and Deshaun Watson, who's scheduled to talk tomorrow, as the starting quarterback normally does. Going into the week, and they have a set time, and tomorrow's set time normally with Deshaun is tomorrow. And then, you know, you hear from Kevin Stefanski almost every day. So, Kevin, I'm sure they'll both be asked about this. Be interesting to see if Andrew Berry steps out and talks about the situation. It'll be interesting to see if Jimmy or D. Haslam steps out to talk about the situation with Deshaun Watson. Again, in case you didn't hear yesterday, Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk breaking the news that Deshaun Watson is being sued for sexual assault and battery. The details are pretty graphic if you want to go in and check that out. I would tell you to go do that online. And that Pro Football Talk has a lot of that stuff. And so does Daryl Ryder, our Browns Beat reporter, who has a ton of information on this. So go to 92.3thefan.com as well. There's still plenty of things to talk about, too. With Mike Florio, because he did explain some things to us, Jeff, and, you know, more out of that Florio conversation and your thoughts on that.
I just think Mike's insight is really good because he's extremely well connected and he's a lawyer. So he understands all of this. I keep going back to the, is this the same as the other stuff? And Mike laid out kind of what I was thinking just by reading about what happened in this case compared to some of the others, and Mike said the suit is for sexual assault and battery, which is technically different than the other lawsuits. Now, whether that means anything when it comes to what the NFL is thinking here and what could possibly happen, I don't know. But it didn't seem like the exact same stuff to me, Andy, and apparently it doesn't to Florio either.
Nelson is in Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson. How are you?
Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Good.
Hey, first and foremost, I want to thank you for covering the story and for being fair and being balanced. I'm sure that you would prefer to be taking different types of calls today or in the future. Just a couple of quick points. I'm not going to be a phony, right? When the Browns made the trade, I was excited. I was excited because of the potential, right? Talent that this the young man possessed.
And Nelson, talent that we actually saw. You know, I mean, he was really good in Houston.
For sure. And that's the reason why the Browns made the trade, right? He was a quantifiable asset with let's call it a somewhat proven track record of success.
Yeah.
Something the Browns haven't had in a long time. And at the time, it makes sense. But my concern is this, right? It really breaks my heart to say this. I think that if the Browns have an opportunity where this in some way opens the door to a nullification or voiding of the contract, the Browns should take advantage of it. It makes me sad to say it, but
Agreed.
I don't think that this is going to end well. I just don't think that this is going to end well. And it's truly disappointing, but as always, I appreciate your time, and thank you for your perspective.
Thank you, Nelson.
Thanks, Nelson.
And, you know, Mike Florio said exactly the same thing, that, you know, who did he say was on his, McCourty?
Yeah.
Didn't say Devin McCourty was on his show, is saying if the Browns had the chance to walk away, why wouldn't they right now? Like, you'd have the opportunity to walk, not, it's not even, excuse what? Me.
It's a football thing.
Yeah, it's not walking about. It's and, in some ways, it's not even walking away from the player. It's walking away from that contract.
Yeah, it's and the situation, Andy. Well, let's be fair. If you're halfway through it, and the Browns basically are, if you're halfway through it and it hasn't worked out yet, okay, you're just keeping your fingers crossed that it will. Maybe it will, but. If you're halfway through, you still owe him a ton of money, and you could get out of it if you so chose to do that, man, you'd have to do that, wouldn't you?
But like Mary Kay said, they're not looking to get out of it. And Florio said the same thing about last year, where it looked like there was an opportunity for, you know, who knows what was going to. Oh, remember he touched the ref, and there's possible suspension on that.
And Florio heard from someone that we're not interested in getting out of it.
Yeah. So Randy is in Akron. Hey, Randy.
How you doing?
Hi, Randy.
All right. I got something kind of off the wall to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure out why would these girls wait 4 more years to come out of the closet and file these charges? Do you think it's possible that it's like a Haslam setup or something to get out of the contract with your son?
I don't know about that. I mean, look.
Why? I have no idea. Your latter part? No. I don't buy that at all.
You don't think so?
No.
Because why? I mean, it makes no sense that they would wait 4 more years, wait till he played a horrible game again, and then all of a sudden he's got all these charges. And, you know, they had the opportunity 4 years ago. Why would they wait? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, statute of limitations was 5 years, according to Florio in the state of Texas.
Right. Randy, thank you. Randy in Akron.
Thanks, Randy.
The other thing is, and I brought this up with Mike, is, like, all we know about are the 23 that settled, right? How many of there were there, or could there? I shouldn't say how many. I said there's a possibility that there were others out there that never made it to any kind of legal proceeding, and that, you know, Deshaun might have said, well, look, we got these other ones here. These other ones might be coming too, and let's take care of this, and let's make sure doesn't get in the news and try to settle off on the side before it ever becomes news. And maybe this is a situation where, and it's, in fact, Florio said so, that they tried to settle before the lawsuit was even drawn up. So that, who knows? I mean, they may have been settling with the accuser. What's it? Accuser would be the right word here, wouldn't it?
I guess.
Yeah. Maybe they've been settling since day one. You know, and so now the accuser's like, well, you know what? Let's just tell them we want $1 million and then this is over. And it just seems like Deshaun says no, right? That's the way it read in the story. I don't want to put wrong words out there, and I don't want to give misinformation. That was the way it was interpreted from the story. So maybe that's the timing of it. But Mike also brought up the fact that, you know, it's the first weekend of the NFL, and you have the opportunity to kind of drop a bombshell on there and make big news headlines. Here you go again with Deshaun Watson, you know, in the same similar but not exactly the same situation that he had been in the other lawsuits that had been settled. Chuck is in Shaker. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Listen, okay, 2 quick points.
Yep.
There was a little video. I don't know whether you guys seen it. It was on one of the Cleveland Browns like apps, you know, and they had Joe Patonio. He had recovered Watson's fumble.
Yep.
And Watson tried to help him up, and he kind of snatched away from Watson. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, it's out there. And then Joe Thomas had said, hey, offensive linemen are like turtles because of their knees and the way they have to get up off the ground. Yeah. So Joe Thomas had said something yesterday about that. That kind of it might not be what you think it is. Like you're saying, the offensive line doesn't get along with Deshaun. I think that was the interpretation a lot of people looked at. And, you know, who knows? Maybe that is. But Joe Thomas defended, you know, what happened in that incident.
Yeah, one other quick thing. You think Watson? You know, but you remember Bobby Bonilla? Yeah. He had a deal with the, I think it was the Mets or the Giants, where he gets paid every so often.
Yeah,
man. If I was Watson, man, I'd have my agent to propose some kind of. I'd just retire, man, because this is becoming too much. Retire, make some kind of new deal with the Browns where they pay him like maybe $5 million for the next 20-25 years or something. You think the Browns would jump on that?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't think that works.
I don't think there's NFLPA repercussions from that. Like I don't know, but if he needed to retire, you can't stop a guy from retiring.
In the retirement contract deal, he would get paid by the Browns some of his money, not all of it, but maybe he'd say, okay, I'll take $150 million and just pay it every so often on the anniversary date that I sign my retirement.
I don't know that that's allowed. I don't know that it's not, Chuck, but that my question would be, is that even legal?
Chuck, let me just say this. If it was $1 million, I'd give you $500,000 a year. I'll take the other $500,000. We'll both be smiling.
Wait a minute. You and I had a deal.
Phelps is out. He's out. Chuck, thank you.
You got me out of there.
Chuck, hopefully we'll get paid, me and you. Thanks. Goodbye, Chuck.
If either Andy or I win the lottery, the deal is the other guy gets $2 million. Or is it $1 million?
I thought it was $2 million.
Is it two?
No. It's two if I win. It's one for if you win.
Inflation. And you got to account for inflation.
Menigan also gets paid, but Dan's not going to pay us because he doesn't buy a lottery ticket from time to time.
Is that how it works?
Yep. That's the deal.
All right.
You didn't hear that?
Time for one more quick one.
I'd pay you guys if I ever bought a lottery ticket.
Thanks.
I'd pay you guys. Come on. You know it. Dave, how are you?
Dave.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Hey, look, I wasn't going to call him, but I had to. It was getting too much for me. Mm-hmm. So this is a civil suit.
Yeah.
It's not a criminal suit. So where is the charges of sexual assault? For it to be a criminal, you have to be criminally charged. So there is no criminal charges. Why
Correct.
Do they keep saying criminal?
No one said criminal.
We haven't used that word all day.
Everybody's saying the five-year limitation, it was a sexual charge.
I believe it's for filing a civil suit.
Yeah,
from
but Texas.
From
who determines?
Florio told us.
You have to be charged with something for it to be convicted, to be charged. This is a civil lawsuit, just like all the other ones were. So, therefore, it's just another payday. There is no criminal charges. If there was something criminal,
he would
be prosecuted.
Yeah, we never said he was charged.
Well,
we've talked about it being a civil lawsuit the entire time. We've not once said. In fact, someone said it earlier, and then we corrected him early on. But, Dave, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. Dave in Cleveland.
Mike Florio told us that there was a statute of limitations. I'm assuming that that's for filing a civil lawsuit based on sexual assault.
Correct. In Texas, it is 5-year statute of limitation.
Not for charges. It's for filing a civil lawsuit.
And there you have that.
Unless we're completely mistaken on what Mike Florio said. But Mike was crystal clear about it.
That's in Mike's story. Isn't it? Am I missing? Okay, 100% of it's in the story. So
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.